Migrants are calling on society to mobilize in response to Bill C-12, the controversial immigration bill that was just passed by the Senate. For the migrant rights movement, the legislation is one of the biggest defeats in decades of Canadian politics, not just because of its limits on immigration pathways, but because of new rules that they say have the potential to make many more people living in Canada undocumented. And they want Montrealers to take action.
There has to be the kind of rage that you see in the United States. People are willing to defend their neighbors.
Mustafa Hanawe is an organizer at the Immigrant Worker Center. Along with members of Solidarity Across Borders, he denounced Bill C-12 in a press conference on Thursday.
This limits people's access to asylum in a fundamental way. So it fundamentally challenges the whole rights of asylum.
The bill cracks down on a loophole in the Safe Third Country Agreement. That agreement says that migrants who pass through the United States before reaching Canada must claim asylum there. But those who stayed in Canada for 2 weeks or more were able to make a claim in the past, not anymore. The bill also denies refugee claims made over a year after living in Canada, a change that Hanawe says risks exposing people to dangers if they go back home.
There could be thousands of Iranian international students. Now you have a war in Iran. Obviously, they should have the right to claim asylum. Under Bill C-12, they no longer will have that right.
But for Hanawe, the most dangerous part of the legislation yet is the sweeping powers given to the minister, who will now be able to approve or deny applications from whole groups of people at his discretion.
We haven't seen this kind of power since World War II, right? When the policy from the immigration minister was none is too many.
This, coupled with 1,000 new agents for Canada's Border Security Agency, CBSA, has Hanawe worried about ICE-style crackdowns coming to Canada.
So, I mean, it's not on the scale of ICE in the United States, but it's like putting the emphasis on enforcement as opposed to treating people's files, going through the backlog, putting the resources that could allow people to stay.
For people who are currently living undocumented, it's more worrying still. Amid a global refugee crisis and mass deportations south of the border, people will keep seeking shelter in Canada, and some of those will stay without papers, even if legal pathways don't exist.
Moi, je m'appelle Redouane. Okay, originaire du Maroc. Je suis membre de Solidarité sans frontières et j'ai passé beaucoup d'années comme sans papier. Je le suis toujours. Ouais.
Redouane came to Montreal from Morocco. He didn't have the papers back then, and he still doesn't. That makes things that should be simple, like going to the doctor or finding work, next to impossible. And the fear of being found out, he says, is a constant psychic strain. We go around under fake names, with our own identity kept hidden. After all, it's like having a split personality. He spoke at the press conference alongside Amir, who came to Montreal in 2023 on a visitor visa, but stayed undocumented after he had a child. Amir said there are concrete steps Montreal could take amid a more hostile climate toward people like him.
Une ville sanctuaire, c'est une ville qui protège les immigrants avec un statut précaire et sans papier.
A sanctuary city is a city that protects migrants with precarious status and without papers. It's a city where we can have access to healthcare, to education, to all sorts of services and support.
Soutien économique et politique aussi.
In 2017, then-mayor Denis Coderre declared Montreal a sanctuary city. But Valérie Plante undid the policy a year later, arguing the city lacked the power to make it more than a symbolic gesture. Montreal doesn't have responsibility over provincial services like education and healthcare, nor do they control the CBSA. But they do, theoretically, have authority over the police, meaning the city could ask the SPVM not to call CBSA or otherwise aid deportations, and they could fight a potential legal challenge from the feds, as well as appeal to them for immigration change or exceptions for the city of Montreal. Activists are also calling for a regularization program, which would give a path to permanent status to the 2 million or so people who are currently in the system, as well as the many outside of it.
Moi, je dirais pourquoi le gouvernement là.
I ask myself, why doesn't the government regularize people's status to give them dignity so they can finally have the life they're looking for? But the new federal government hasn't taken up Trudeau's promise to deliver such a policy. And at the current moment, it doesn't look likely. In the meantime, Hanawe says, there's a lot we can do as Montrealers to recognize what's going on and try and stop deportations ourselves.
What we have to do is to organize in a way that's like, yeah, I'm going to defend my neighbors. When people see that it's concrete, that maybe it's someone they know, maybe it's someone's kids who go to their kids' school, that maybe people will have more empathy and a sense of solidarity.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.